Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Trust Your Glitter. This is Christy, and I am here with the astrology of whatever it has to be. So this is not going to be a traditional week update from date to date. I'm going to do an episode for the astrology that is encompassing sort of the next few weeks. So it's an energy update, and I'm not going to get into the aspects per se of astrology. I'm just going to be pointing out a couple of things. And I feel like if I record a podcast every week about the horoscopes of the week, it's not serving the overall push of what the eclipses ahead are doing, and the fact that we are entering a new astrological season this week. So I'll point out some dates, and I'm going to figure out as I go what feels right. So if I come back next week with an episode, I'm being kind of guided or called intuitively to record something, but it's not necessarily going to be a traditional horoscope. This is what each day of the week is going to look like. I'm looking at the astrology starting this week, leading up and through the month of April, as an overarching shift for the world, society, however we want to look at this. So yes, there's going to be aspects. There's going to be, you know, we have the spring equinox approaching us on the 19th of March, and that is leading us into a new astrological season. We also this week have Mars entering the sign of Pisces, which is going to reflect in many ways what these eclipses are doing for us, because eclipse cycles are based upon the lunar nodes, and our north node is in Aries, which is leading us with Martian energy. And our south node, what we're releasing and letting go, is in the sign of Libra, which is ruled by Venus. And Venus has been in the sign of Pisces since last week. So as we approach this upcoming cycle of eclipses, I just kind of want to broaden the stroke of what I want to talk about. And it's really right now about how we ground ourselves and align our energies. And we can't control everything that's going on around us. So these eclipses are shepherding in a global change. They always do. And in the US, this particular eclipse season is extremely important because there is a great American eclipse, and there's so much propaganda online about it that I don't want to add to that. And it would be unethical for me to do that. And my intuition, you know, wants to point people towards positivity, but I also don't want to be, you know, somebody who is spreading toxic positivity either. So the best way I can say is today's episode is going to look at this from hopefully a more practical perspective, but also heeding caution to the fact that the world is changing and there's things we cannot help from. We can't avoid everything that's going on, and it's tough because this is what the dilemma of me being an astrologer has been since I started reading astrology and tarot in 2015, has always been this. It's always been like, you know, predictive measures can often counteract themselves because we are here on a planet of free will, and we're also here to fulfill goals in our lives and in our communities, and we're also here to serve. So it would be a disservice for me to say exactly what's going on, between this week with the equinox opening the door to Aries season. Happy birthday, all Aries out there, or those who are friends with Aries or family with Aries. Aries is the ram, and Aries is here to be a leader. But with any of the leadership signs, Aries has to go through the steps of learning how to be a good leader. And because Aries is the first sign of the zodiac in Western astrology, it's important to also note that, an Aries can start out, having to really go through the journey of the ego. And because of that, as a collective, we are also healing deep parts of our ego. And this has been a journey we've all been on for a very long time. I want to say, we have an eclipse before the total solar eclipse on the 25th of March. This is in the sign of Libra, and this is a lunar eclipse. Now, this lunar eclipse is releasing. And I just want to point out that last fall in 2023, we experienced this energy already. We've been in this energy before. We've seen this before. This is kind of a part two to that in many ways. And I just want to also point out, eclipses aren't always exactly on, like, the energy that they're reflecting, we're witnessing right now. With everything going on in Gaza, with everything going on in the Congo, with everything going on in Haiti, with everything going on that's coming to light about the misuse of authority and power. We're being shown this on a global scale, and it's up to us to really reflect on that. And so, that's another thing that I'm thinking about, is our purpose here on this planet. What are we here to do? And how are we here to step into authority in ourselves and also contribute to the collective in a way that is beyond what we see now? This is a planet that has experienced so much war and strife that we're seeing. Last week, I said on the last podcast that communications, everything going on with communications, is really important to take note of because of how active Mercury is. And Mercury is entering shadow this week on the 18th. Mercury will be going retrograde, and we will see a Mercury retrograde during the solar eclipse. So we're going to experience a lot of mercurial energy, a lot of information moving back and forth. We can feel like information is moving so quickly. And the TikTok ban bill that passed the House floor last week moved in such a fast Aries way. When Aries energy makes a decision, it's like, we're doing it now, we're doing it tomorrow, we're gonna do this thing, and it's gonna be done. So note that there's a lot of this happening, not only on a global scale, collective scale, within whatever country you reside in, with, but also within ourselves. And so it can feel like information is just overload. And that's why I don't want to contribute to this information overload. I really want to look at this as if you were to listen to this, to just keep a heads up that the next few weeks are going to be intense. And even as we close out of the total solar eclipse on the 8th of April, we also have upcoming, and if you heard my stomach growl, but we also have an upcoming conjunction and alignment between Uranus and Jupiter, which is in the sign of Taurus on the 20th of April. So these are two big planets finding each other and very close to the point of Medusa or Algol in the sign of Taurus, which can also mean some. I mean, if we think about Medusa, if we think about shifts and Aries in general rules the crown chakra, our cranium, our face, our head. You know, what's coming to a head, what rules, you know, the ego can rule our mind, Mercury, the trickster. There's a lot of synchronicity here. And so be vigilant, be aware. The best way, the way I'm going to handle this as an Aries myself, watching these transits and also knowing that this week ahead, you know, a whole theme of the last few weeks and the theme of these eclipses is Mercury, which is mind, messenger, technology, modes of transportation, the North Node in Aries, and Chiron in Aries. And we're going to have an exact alignment on the day of the eclipse with Chiron, the Sun, Moon, and North Node. And the conjunction with Chiron is going to be so close that 7 minutes after the eclipse, the conjunction is exact. Now, Chiron is the wounded healer. Chiron is also a centaur. And Chiron is a great teacher. So we teach through our wounds. And a lot of our wounds are historical. So if we look at the wounds of society and culture and, you know, the misuse of power, colonization, the crown, what the crown means, you know, and that doesn't need to be a monarchy, it could be elitism. Elite classism, the caste system, things like that are coming to a head. And the misuse of power with that. So it's going to be an interesting few weeks, and we're seeing the ramp up, and we're seeing the reasons why things like the TikTok ban bill are being pushed along in Congress. Because there's the power of the spoken word. And the spoken word has been around far longer, you know, and perpetuated historical memory than technology has. So here, TikTok is an app that perpetuates the spoken word. The community learning from community and community teaching community of history. I'm learning history I've never heard before from all around the world on TikTok, and I'm sure a lot of people had. I'm hearing about historical events that would have never been taught in school. I'm learning directly from native ancestors, you know, tribes, you know, their history. I'm learning about prophecy, you know, we're all learning things from TikTok that we never learned in indoctrination systems. Aries is the antithesis of that. You know. So, yes, there's a power to the people, but there's also a power to decide within ourselves, you know, and the information that we're hearing. Is this something that is helpful or hurtful to us? A lot of astrologers who approach this from a frequency level are saying to avoid the news altogether. You know, I lived in an ashram where we were instructed to avoid the news altogether because it can seep into our subconscious, just like a, you know, any type of ad, sales ad does. You know, I unfortunately signed up for a school. I signed up for a class back in the day that I really thought was going to change my life, for example, just based on the sales principles of that class. And I remember kicking myself later on and being like, it was the subconscious sales pitch that I really was brought in with. And so that's something that is tied to the subconscious training of something like capitalism. And having to be aware of that, having to be aware of the fact that we cannot avoid the ways that we were taught, the ways that we were shown were the right way, when really it's like, oh no, maybe that's a use of language that has seeped into our subconscious to make us feel like right and wrong are very, almost like a term of being like, this is this and that is that, and there's nothing in between. The reality is, these eclipses want us to wake up to thinking for ourselves, to rising above what we were taught, what we were brought up to think was reality. It would be a disservice for me to go point by point and say, this is a sextile between this planet and this planet means this. It would be a disservice because the energy is so intense. It's so big. It's fundamental changes in society. It's up to you to determine what these eclipses have done or will be doing for you. What I can say is look back again to August of 2017, especially for those in the United States listening, because that is when we had a total solar eclipse that went across the country. I've spoken about this, and I said I will keep speaking about these eclipses because I feel like I'm yelling at an echo chamber with this podcast. And that's a part of maybe my ego that I have to let go of. That's a part of standing up for myself that I have to recognize. That's a maybe a naive piece of myself that thought when I started stand-up comedy that it would be speaking truth to power. When I realized, I come from the comedy scene in the United States. I've lived in some really cool cities, but what I realized that I was watching was just a lot of mediocre men that coast on who they know, what they're associated with, and helping to prop each other up. So I've watched a lot of adult children men in their stupid fucking tennis shoes and their skinny jeans and their Captain America shirts prop each other up for years. And it got me thinking, like, this is the same thing as the spiritual community where it's like really hard. You see the truth to power, but yet people are listening to these voice boxes because they watch them on video. They watch them on YouTube or Spotify, and because all these guys are nodding at each other and agreeing with each other, they're considered authority figures. I am here to tell you they're not. And nobody, I lost sponsorship, I think, a full year ago. So I am a free ovarying woman speaking, as I say. Something's gotta give in all communities right now. So if you're somebody who's like a comedy fan and you're just like, you know what, I've been a fan of this comedian and this and this, please start seeing the pattern. Start asking yourself why you're a fan of certain people. Are you a fan of them because they're funny, or you have been told by watching a group of men gather around a table and practice the spiritual sacred art of spoken word that you, something deep and tribal within you has just locked into that energy and said, oh, this is something deep and tribal within me. And you just reflect each other. And because we're all reflections of each other through this Libra lunar eclipse, the Hall of Mirrors, the sacred Hall of Mirrors, is being shaken. And with the upcoming Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, that's when the glass breaks, if it hasn't already broken, with the upcoming total solar eclipse. So again, look back to 2017. That August 21st, 2017 eclipse, it brought something for me very poignant within the 24 hours, unfortunately, that did change my life forever. But for a lot of people, it might not have been on that day. You know, my experience of that is I went down to Columbia, South Carolina to watch it in a parking lot. I think just a random parking lot in Columbia, South Carolina. I think there was a Panera there. It was as capitalism as it gets. And I ended up going, I was with a family member of mine. And the whole reason why I was even with a family member of mine is a whole backstory. But I ended up, we were heading to go north, and we were stuck in the eclipse traffic, which is maybe why a lot of these states learned from that time why they're declaring a state of emergency, maybe because of the extra traffic. But we went south to our old home in Georgia just to visit, and it's one of the many things that happened during that eclipse, but all I can remember is like visiting one of my old homes and being like, wow, nothing's really felt changed here. Like, it really does feel like it used to feel. The trees feel the same, everything feels the same here. Like, and an eclipse is, it's going to do that in certain ways. It's going to take us through our past and bring us to the future. I didn't realize it at the time, that's what it was doing. It brought me to a new future that I didn't necessarily ask for, but know that I needed at the time. Now, if we look at 2016 into 2017, that was the span of that energy. We had a very vital president get elected. Whether you're for him or against him, he shifted the narrative of the nation. Also, within that time bracket, that specific president brought us through the great conjunctions of 2020, which, if you don't believe in astrology, look back at 2020 and see that that year was dictated by some very, very pivotal conjunctions and alignments that happened in January, April, June, and December of 2020. It also is marking the last 4 years, something called the Pluto return of the United States of America. If you look at the US chart as the Declaration of Independence, some astrologers do, some astrologers do not. However, that treaty or that contract of the Declaration of Independence experienced a Pluto return. Now, these eclipses are not Pluto-based. We're actually going to have a trine to Pluto with the upcoming lunar eclipse. Libra is an air sign. Aquarius is an air sign. There's going to be a lot of information. And there might be times where you feel super burned out. And what I would recommend is just finding your corner of the planet to sit in and ground on a daily basis until then. The way that I am going with this is I'm listening to native voices as much as I can find on TikTok. I think personally, I can't speak for everybody because there are practicing Christians out there and Catholics out there. But the propaganda that's going on regarding, you know, the Alpha and the Omega and prophecy and regarding names of cities that the eclipse is going through absolutely is it a synchronicity for sure. Is it to heed fear, just like, say, Y2K did. And ultimately, Y2K, if we look at it astrologically, technically brought us 9/11, energetically, which led to Iraq-Afghanistan war, which led to the crash economically in 2008. So it's a cycle we're viewing. We're viewing doorways being open and the Hall of Mirrors being shattered. In this particular aspect, I think it's more us waking up to how we've been played by elitist organizations. And I said, keep watching food, keep watching food prices, land treaties. Do I think TikTok's going away? No, but I think it's going to be... I will make this prediction, just based on observation. I lived in the desert a few times in California, and I always questioned in 2020 when I was living out in the desert, and I lived in a pretty nice area where I had a lot of... there wasn't a lot of light pollution. And I remember when I moved into a specific house out there, my first few nights I was very confused because I wanted to see UFOs. I never got a chance to see UFOs. I think most of the things I saw were just hours. But that's when I first started seeing Starlink. And I noted the time of Starlink, and I would count which ones I would see, and I would see the amount of satellites increasing. And I was wondering why everybody was under, you know, so many restrictions, yet they could continue to add satellites. Like, everybody else's job was considered, like, essential or non-essential, and yet they can continue to add satellites to the Starlink. I do think that if we look at, like, elites that have been shown through TikTok that they're building bunkers, one of them might have their own very big social media platform. And if we also look at, you know, the fact that there are cables underground and in the ocean and very outmoded and outdated forms of technology, that if we were to look at a possibility of losing service, which we've been it's been hinted at for so long through actual application, if we were as a community, global community, to lose that, a practical solution would be like, hey, there's like hella satellites up there. Let's use those. And they just happen to be, quote unquote, exempt from whatever, right? I'm just saying it's a possibility. There's other things, you know, that could get in the way of that. But I'm just wondering, you know, are we going X, Y, or Z here? So, do I think this is going to happen on April 8th? I don't know. It could just be a day that passes that people roll their eyes at, you know? Do I think that things are going to happen on the date? I can't predict that. What my deepest sense of self is saying is to stay grounded, to not watch the eclipse, to listen to native voices, like the Maori voices, like the Hopi voices, like the Navajo voices, you know, to all the First Nations Indigenous Native communities who say, don't sit under an eclipse, don't go and watch an eclipse. You know, I didn't listen to that in 2017. And I'm going to respect, you know, communities that are more connected to Mother Earth. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the eclipse, is I'm going to be inside, appreciating the moon, and appreciating, you know, the art of spoken word. There's so much history to technology. I'm thinking about, there's like an old South Park episode, if you came up watching South Park, where they like ride otters to like some sort of like historical museum because they're trying to get like a game system to work from like the past. And I don't remember everything, but it's like an epic episode. Basically, like, they literally made it like an epic. So all I can think about is that, is it's like, you know, somebody just like has a hankering one day to be like, I want to play PlayStation, and they can't. And it's like, you have to like ride into a time machine into the future. I don't know. Anyway, we're in a time of Pluto and Aquarius, and it could start to look very much like a sci-fi movie in the world. But I think ultimately, right now, it is about grounding ourselves and speaking up to power. So that's my 2 cents for the upcoming eclipse cycle as we're entering the astrological new year. I might be back with an episode, I might not. This will not be uploaded to YouTube, so it's just going to be uploaded via Spotify. I might put clips on social media, I might not. It really depends on how I feel and what I feel like I need to do. I have, and the reason is, it's like, I feel compelled to say this, but at the same time, as it's like, you know, my dream is to be a comedian. My dream is to do all of this, but maybe I'm just trying to satisfy my ego, and I have to let the universe. I have to let the eclipses eclipse. I have to learn what's actually right and what's actually not contributing in a positive way. So I may be back with more, I may not. But if you're listening to this now, just know, like, you're not alone. These times are very intense. The wave and movement of the world is going to keep on going. And the theme, ultimately, is Chiron, which is the asteroid of those wounds that we have that we're here to teach others. So say like your wound is heartbreak, and you just went through a deep heartbreak in your life, and you're here to teach other people how to rise out of heartbreak and finding voice to that with Mercury, because Mercury's retrograde through this whole eclipse cycle in Aries is taking authority in your voice. The other thing is looking at ye old ways and being like, this is just not how it's supposed to be anymore. You know, this is just not how it's supposed to be acting anymore. The system is broken here. Let's speak up to this. And the North Node saying, yeah, you've got to really dig deep into your solar plexus chakra and really just ask yourself, who took the confidence away? What was that moment where you felt like you were so disempowered? And now you have to dig down deep and say, there's a strength here. So I hope you have an amazing few weeks ahead. If I come back and see y'all again, cool. If not, you can find me somewhere on social media. Christy Belich, trust your glitter, and y'all take care.